Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Uchter. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive towards third. Cavill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cavill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Cavill reaches second base with a double. Ogilvy throws the ball into Molitor, who tags Cavill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wackenfuss goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Simmons tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Moore reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Ogilvy goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Brewers. Larry Pashnik now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy, who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. It's 7-4, Brewers. Moose Haas now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Mike Ivey. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 7-5, Brewers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pashnik fields it and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Moore bunts towards the mound. Pashnik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ogilvie scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 8-5, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. There goes Moore trying to get to third. Herndon throws the ball into Cabell, who tags Moore for the out. It's 9-5, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Tigers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Tobik now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Wackenfuss moves to second. It's 9-6, Brewers. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Turner hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Tigers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ogilvie moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 9-7, Brewers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Tigers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romero strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.